Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving us the panel. The situation of poverty and unemployment in Lebanon as a result of many factors brought poverty rates today to approximately 55%, divided into two percentages. 25% is considered below the poverty line as their monthly income is not sufficient to secure food, health, and safety needs. The second is 30%, where their income is sufficient to provide food, but they are unable to provide medicine, education, adequate housing, clothing, and other things. When we talk about high unemployment, this means an increase in poverty, where the most important of it are, first, discretionary in dealing with judicial matters so that we witness the impunity of those who stole public funds over the past 29 years and we have not witnessed any legal account. Two, fear of insecurity as a result of the deterioration of the national currency to its lowest level in order to lose 80% of its value in the absence of any initiatives to find solutions which worsen the living situation of the Lebanese citizen. Three, the financial policy pursued by the governor of the Bank of Lebanon and other banks led by the plunder of depositors' money under various pretexts. Monthly pensions decline is about $70 per month, where it was previously $400 as a result of the exchange rate. There is information of the central bank that may have printed banknotes without any gold backing nor any guarantees, which in turn is a place of doubt if it exists in Lebanon. Thank you.